Pozdrav svima, mi smo Bela i Mija, dvije roze koze. Budite uz nas svaku srijedu kad otvaramo novu temu. Stay tuned!
Hi Mija, how are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, I'm hot today. On this crazy hot day, we felt a need to refresh ourselves, so we decided to host Mario, who works for the Garden Brewery. Mario, hello!
Hey, hello, how are you? Welcome to the
brewery. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. Mario, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Mario. I originally from Mexico, but well, I started freshly with the garden. This brewery has been out since 2016, so it's quite a young brewery. And well, I'm super excited to join this team. And, you know, we are aiming to grow as much as we can and deliver great beers so people can enjoy, especially like in a hot day like today, we're drinking some sour, so.
Exactly.
How long have you been living in Croatia?
Oh, very little, actually. I started to work for the brewery a couple of months ago. I was living in Norway before here. So for this COVID thing, I was not able to travel here to Croatia, but I moved here like 5 weeks ago. Maybe?
Oh.
5 weeks only.
Always.
Yeah, 5 or 6 weeks, something like that.
And can you say
June.
Can you say anything beside hello in Croatian?
Živjeli.
Živjeli.
Good.
Oh, great.
Čevapi?
Čevapi. The food, of course.
Yes.
I know čevapi.
They stick together with piva.
Yeah, they go well. In your line of work, I bet you had an opportunity to try many, many, many beers.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I have a style, actually. I am from the northwest of Mexico, which is Tijuana, just on the border with California. So actually California, especially Southern California, which is like from LA, mainly San Diego, to be honest. It was kind of a boom back long time ago, like early 2000s, maybe you were not even born, or maybe yes, I don't know. Anyway, the thing is that it started with the IPAs, which is Indian Pale Ales, like, you know, getting like these hops kind of from the West Coast, and people start to getting a lot those type of beers, so I started with that. So I guess I will say my favorite beers are the IPAs, especially from the West Coast, from Southern California part, which they are really, they have really something that it's unique, right? Still to these days. So now it's a whole thing all over the world, right? But it started kind of there.
Yeah, we just recently had a guest who is very famous for beer tasting.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so he was really telling us about how it works, how do you get a degree and all that. Have you thought of getting one for yourself?
I started with the craft beer when I was really young. And I did as well a little bit of brewing. And so, no, I learned over the experience, to be honest. So, but I can easily sit and talk about notes or talk about the hops or talk about malts or talk about brewing processes. So that's for me, that's something that it's okay, you know, to do it because it's like natural. Then it becomes all the Cicerone certificates and these like these things that, of course, is important to have it. But I think I will need another 24 hours to do that because, you know, I'm pretty busy and usually I travel a lot. So I'm always like on the road or working on ideas, projects. So that's the thing, right?
So if your eyes were closed and you would taste the beers, different ones, you would know how to guess?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty accurate or wow. Close.
Oh,
yeah, I can defend myself.
We can do the test.
We can do the test later.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, tell me if there is any difference between European and Asian breweries.
Well, yes, of course, because they're endemic stuff, you know. For instance, in Finland, which I live, and I work in a brewery there, there was a whole thing about juniper that actually also they use it for gin. Finnish gins are really famous all over because, you know, the quality, the ingredients. It's the same with beer. For instance, in China, they use like jasmine, like a normal thing, jasmine IPA, which is kind of normal to them, or Sichuan pepper or whatever, you know.
Ooh, you use, nice. You, I cook with that.
You use different just ingredients that I think that, for instance, our beer are super summer-ish. No, for summer, you can, I don't know, drink our sour and relate to the coast or relate to a hot day and just refresh yourselves. So that's really a thing that we can relate, and also that we always try to use, you know, local ingredients to make things, right? So I think that those are the main differences regarding brewing, right? Like, well, UK, that has a lot of tradition brewing as well, Belgium, Germany, of course, Austria, and Czech Republic, and you know, there are different things that I think that they bring something to the table, and I think that's the cool part. What I love about beer is that it's such a vivid thing, a thing that is unique. Even if you would try maybe an IPA in China, it would taste different than in Valencia, San Diego, because of the type of the ingredients that they use to make.
Yeah, of course.
Because we're talking about craft beer, right? Not industrial.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
So we can say that you have a career in alcohol business, experiencing alcohol. Any problems with alcohol, perhaps?
Well, I know my drink. I know I can drink.
My name is Mario.
Hello. I want to present myself. Like, no problem. No, I think yes, I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy food. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy beer. I enjoy being with my friends. So it's kind of a thing, you know. It's part of my daily basis or stuff. I don't know, people are working with servers. Are they addicted to servers? Well, maybe not. I think it's boring for me, right? But beer is not boring, so I'm good.
Especially after the fifth one. Nothing is boring anymore.
So working for a brewery, do you often receive free beers?
Well, yeah, it's kind of part of the things. Yeah, especially traveling when you visit other breweries. We just had we just had some friends from Hungary. We brew a beer together. That's another thing that is really cool about craft beer is the collabs. That means that you get able to hang out with your friends. Let's say friends from Poland, they come here, we brew a beer, and then we go there and we brew a beer and we do a party to present the beer.
Sweet.
Sounds fun, right? Sounds
good. I will tell my husband to apply next time. Yes. There's job opening.
So except for the craft beers, your passion are also your travels. Now you travel for work and you travel for pleasure.
Yes, most likely. I left my country 15 years ago. I started traveling. I was traveling before within my country, and I go twice a year or once a year at least to visit my family. But yes, for me, traveling, it was part of like going to breweries, going to eat local and meet people and get into customs and you know, just try to get in. For me, it's something that it's just part of my life, like music as well. It's something that is so important. The first city that I moved was Toronto. I lived in Toronto for 3 years. So that was kind of cool start city that I said, okay, well, I lived there 2 years and I said, okay, I think I'm ready for another city. And then just started. I was not planning it. And well, now I'm living in Croatia.
Wow. You came a long way from Toronto, I'll tell you that. But are there any stories that you can share that are like fun or a little bit embarrassing or anything with...
Traveling?
Yeah, with traveling.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time in Japan. So that was quite unique and quite different to live there, especially for me, being from Mexico, of course, you know, being in Japan, getting used to their culture, its culture. The job culture, which I don't particularly like, but the food culture, how they do things, the rituals to, you know, drink sake or the way that they eat sushi or they eat yakitori, which I really like, or going to the baseball or going to a sumo match. That was super interesting, right? Because it was not normal for me. So, yes, I lived in South America as well. That was really interesting. I speak Portuguese. I lived in Brazil for a bit. I live in Argentina, yeah. So it is kind of a lot of stuff, you know, that on the daily basis, maybe for a local is normal, but not for me. And you know, the chivilje and trying rakia or the other drink that I, what's it, black drink that is like the Croatian Jägermeister?
Pelinkovac.
Well, that, you know, for me was like, oh, cool. And I was in a bar with the other day with one friend. He's from here, another friend from the UK, and we were drinking that, and he was explaining, you know, I've been in Croatia before, but I never got into that because you know, I was not a local. Now I'm a local.
So now I can go and order my more when you have a stomach issues. Then you go for Pelin.
Yeah.
Okay. So from all the cities you lived in, and there were many, where did you feel most like home? And
well,
why?
That's a really hard question. I cannot answer, but I can say Tijuana is my place. It's my home. It's where I'm coming from. But I had a lot of fun. I lived in Barcelona. That was super fun. I lived in Buenos Aires, which was lovely. In Osaka as well. I really like it.
How old are you, man?
I'm 36, yeah. I'm old. I'm old. I can't break here.
I'm 36. Okay, no.
Toronto also was super interesting regarding food culture. I think for me, I was 21 when I finished my career in my hometown, and then I moved to Toronto. And for me, it was great, you know, going to like Kensington Market and discover flavors and discover other stuff. And I said like, oh, wow, you know, I'm really lucky to be here. And I was working in the music industry at that time. So that was really, really nice and like an eye-opener. Then I did like a travel for Latin America from Guatemala all the way to Tierra de Fuego and then back for 3 months. So I said, I want to live in South America and just experience that. And I was really lucky to find a really bad job, like for a US company, but I was based in Buenos Aires, which was really good. So for me, it was like a change of bad work. But in another hand, I had like great experience living in South America and be able to travel all over. So that was super interesting, you know, like, I don't know, we're talking about 2007 to 2009, which I lived in Argentina for the first time. I was living in South America, and then I moved to Spain, then I was back in South America, and then I got that job in a Japanese company, and I was pretty much traveling worldwide, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, I did that for 5 years, so yeah.
Yeah, see, because I'm asking, I've traveled also quite some, not as much as you, but I did, and then when I came to Lucerne in Switzerland, there was something about the city.
Oh,
with
Lucerne,
with like beautiful. A lake and a mountain from the other side, and city, like old, everything was preserved, but then used in a modern way. And I was just saying, wow, this is a city. I can imagine myself moving
there
tomorrow, really living there.
It's really nice. Yeah, I mean, I just coming from Oslo. I just moved out from Oslo, which I love that city. It's really nice. Besides, it's so expensive, but it doesn't matter. But not the Norwegian food, which, with all due respect, but all the access that they have to people from like Japan or from South Korea, that they go and put restaurants there, it's like you actually are like eating if you were there. They're super legit. So that's really cool. And well, now here I'm really enjoying it. I've been in Croatia before, so that's nice. And also, well, I get to work with friends, which I can see here, tomboys somewhere. But
yeah,
it's really nice to work with friends, and you know, we share the same things, and you know, we talk about food all the time, traveling. He was just in Istria, so that was cool, you know, or he was just in the coast, whatever. And he comes and he tells me, so it's kind of a, you know, a really cool bond that we have, and you know, we also work there. So that's
like almost
cool.
Family with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something that we have.
Yeah.
And so, what is the best thing about living in Zagreb for you?
Food so far and weather.
I thought he was going to say girls.
Oh,
girls, of course, as well. But I've been super surprised. Here's Tom. Hi, Tom. And, yeah, of course, but food, it's been a really cool surprise. And also you have like super nice restaurants that are not Croatian food that I enjoy. Like I actually went with Tom the other day to eat Chinese food. I don't remember the name of the plate, but it was super legit.
Maybe Panda?
Maybe, I know. I'll ask him. But I also went to Namaste that we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
And I went to other Japanese place that is called Sake Bar. Sake Bar?
Yeah.
Sake. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Pretty decent. So, you know, it's nice, and people are really open. I mean, the people that I have interact, it's like super open and friendly. And, you know, I was the other day in a bar, and I was talking to a guy, and he was like from here, and he just said like, oh, you should go here and here, and I think you will like it. And we just kind of became friends, and now we're going to go and have dinner, I think, later on this week. So that's pretty cool, you know. People are really, like, friendly, and they like to show what's around. And I think that's important also. You know, I have experience of the other city, not in Norway, but I live in another city in Scandinavia. And it was the opposite. You know, people are super, they don't talk. And it's like,
for me, that was more like reserved, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But super reserved, like on the other side, you know, for me, it was hard. The Japanese people are so reserved, but they have their way to get in. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, my husband is Portuguese and he also has great experience living here.
Yeah, I love Portugal. Yeah, actually, one of my favorite cities in Europe is Caminha, which is a small town north of Portugal, about 1 hour from Porto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I love Portugal. Yeah,
I love Porto. Porto is.
Oh, yes. Porto is my favorite.
Yeah. I even love Porto more than Lisbon, I must.
Yeah, me too.
I love. I love Lisbon. I have really great friends in Lisbon. I had a great time. I go to Cervejería Ramiro's, which I love in Lisbon. But Porto, it has its own vibe. I just love you going either have some bacalao and francesinha and
cabellão.
Yeah, exactly. And going to this. In the other, Gaia is, right? Where is this? Fuck, I don't remember. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Sorry, the same fact. Well, anyway, there's like a really wine spot there that I really love. It's like super small and the owner is like 70 years old and he's so passionate about wine. And I've been to, all the time that I go to Porto, I go to visit him. So for me, it's kind of going away home, you know, like kind of going. I speak Portuguese, so for me, it's normal. So I go and, you know, just hang around, have some cheeses, salames or whatever, and some
chorizo.
Vino verde. Vino verde and, you know, Porto and really awesome wine that they have in the, from Douro Valley. It's great.
So you're cheating on a beer when you go to Portugal.
I don't cheat on the beer. I just have a lot of love to eat, to the wine, to raquia, to whatever.
Everything goes.
Yeah, of course.
What would you recommend to other foreigners who come and live here in Croatia, Zagreb, Croatia, whatever? How did you manage your way around here?
This is kind of weird, but my hometown kind of prepared me to this type of life because we have a lot of people from all over Mexico living there and from other parts of the world because of San Diego. A lot of people want to cross illegally or legally to the States. And sometimes they can't, or they just like Tijuana and stay there. Like there is a really known chef from Argentina that he wanted to open a restaurant in San Diego. And when he got to Tijuana, my hometown, he fell in love with the city, he stayed there. So for me, being a city like that welcomes everyone, it's easy. You know, I never had a problem adjusting to the culture. Of course, it's for me, I feel more related to some particular culture, like, you know, Spanish, Portuguese,
of course,
Italian, because we have kind of the same root. We're loud, you know, we drink and we talk a lot.
I love that.
Well, then in the coast of Croatia,
basically.
And I'm discovering, you know, that because, you know, I especially in the business, in the industry that I work, people usually are really outgoing and friendly because, you know, it's fear. I mean, you're not going to be mad about it, right? So for me, it's different. But when you go to the city and just start living there, you start to, you know, okay, what am I going to do today? I like going out on my own because I like meeting people. You know, I just go to a restaurant. Maybe I ask the bartender, hey, man, can you recommend me somewhere else to have, I don't know, a good Manhattan? And he said, like, okay, if you go to Frog, is the bar, right? Frog? Dr. Frog?
I don't know, actually.
The cocktail bar that is in town.
I think maybe you know better than us.
What are your future plans?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I'm planning to stay here a few years. You know, as I said, I like working with my friends and we have a really cool thing going on that I'm really excited and happy about it. Like the way that the brewery is growing up, the future plans that we have. It's super cool what we are building up. So I think that's a long-term project. But yeah, but I don't know. If you ask me where I'm going to move next, I don't know. Open.
But if you fell in love, would you stay?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's nice. But yeah, it's a complicated in that part because it's hard, you know. I'm always like moving and just, you know, go with the flow a little bit and see a project. And if I like it and if I think that I'm fit for it, I will go for it. So that's sometimes that's complicated. Yeah, I had to end a couple of relationships through that. So for that, so that, I mean, it's what it is, right? Sometimes you need to sacrifice something. And because a lot of people think that this traveling life, like my friends in my hometown, they're like, oh, yeah, you're traveling, you're in Berlin, you're in fucking Roma, you're in Osaka, you're in Hong Kong, you're in Thailand, you're whatever, right? And one time I had a friend, a really great friend of mine, I said, okay, man, why don't you come here? Actually, we met in Portugal, we met in Lisbon. And my plan is, it was 2 weeks trips, it was in a row. I did Lisbon, Porto, Galicia, Basque Country, Brussels, Antwerp, Amsterdam, and back to Norway. And my friend, he after the 4 days, he was like, man, how can you do it? Like, you know, of course, I had time to go and have a really nice food. I know already those cities, so I'm kind of, you know, I know my way in. So for me, it was like, okay, let's jump in, get a cab, and let's go and have food. And we have food, and then we go to a nice bar. And he said, like, oh, this is so nice. And I said, okay, man, let's call it soon because tomorrow we have to be at 8 a.m. in the airport. And he was like, okay, fine. First 3 days, it was okay. And then he was died. He said, hey, man, how can you carry on? Like, I said, well, it's a way of life. Like, I don't understand how you go all days to work at 7 a.m., finish at 5, and then on the weekends maybe do something. You know, for me, it's boring. Because, you know, even though that I have like a normal job, but sometimes I start working at 10 and I ended up at 11 p.m. And other days I have for me, I don't have anything to do. And sometimes, you know, if I'm, let's say, for instance, I'm in Kuala Lumpur and I have a meeting from 4 to 6 and the rest of the day I have it for me. And maybe the next day I have off, or maybe I have a beer festival, or maybe I have to go and meet other breweries and become friends, and then we are friends, and then we meet again maybe in the Netherlands next year. So that's kind of a little bit, you know, it's...
That sounds like a perfect life.
Totally. Until the kid comes.
Yeah.
No, but it's I think it's just a way of doing things. You know, for me, like my friends, they're in my hometown, or I have friends that have like a normal job, so to speak, right? They can see me, but I'm doing the
the air quotes.
For me, that's like, I will see that, like, I don't see myself doing that. So I don't know. It's hard, right?
And you mentioned music industry. What in the music industry did you do?
Well, I was working for a record label for 2 years. I was in the marketing scouting area, which was really nice. So I was traveling pretty much all over Canada and the East Coast of the States, like looking for bands and making events, concerts. So that was pretty cool, because especially I was 21 years old. So I was like living the dream for me.
Oh, indeed. And do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play guitar and I'm a DJ and I play synthesizers a bit. But I don't have time now. I lived to that for 2 years. I lived for that, and then I was like, okay, I need to pick. Or I go making myself 100% in music, or should I go and just, you know, trying to combine everything? So I decided to combine everything, and now, you know, I go to, well, when there was old school, there were like big music festivals. I used to go also to a lot of music festivals.
What do you say about after guitar?
Synthesizer?
Yeah, Adice. Yeah.
DJ. He's a DJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, a DJ mix a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I did that for like 2 years, like 100%. And then I just...
But beer won.
Beer always won.
Wow.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about, that you would like to mention, that you would like to share?
Well, okay. Yeah, I would like to thank you for having me, and it was really nice. And I don't know, I'm looking forward, you know, to see my life here in Zagreb, how it evolves, and, you know, have fun, and that's it. And thank you again, and anytime you want to have a good beer, come to the garden.
Thank you, Mario, then, for being our guest, and go easy on that beer.
And thank you for these sour beers that we've tried.
Oh,
cheers. Really nice.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Naš Insta handle je Roze Koze Podcast. A bilo kakva pitanja i prijedloge šaljite u inbox na rozekozepodcast@gmail.com. Nemojte zaboraviti kliknuti subscribe, to nam uvelike pomaže da ostanemo istinski svoji i nastavimo pričati o temama o kojima drugi šute. Bok.